May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It is such a delight to be doing this Saints Project with you kids over the summer. But this part, this phase two, this was my favorite part of the whole project. If your saint was alive today, what sort of things would they be involved with? These days, I think it's kind of easier for us to imagine superheroes than it is for us to imagine saints. Because there's just a lot of superheroes going around these days, aren't there? I mean, there's so many superheroes to choose from, and we kind of have this imagination for superheroes. So it's a bit harder for us to have that imagination for saints. And we've talked about saints as being superheroes of the faith before. So I'm so glad that you kids have kind of revved up your imaginations to give us a picture of what these saints would look like if they were today. And friends, I invite you to consider this. What are saints like? What would they do if they were alive today? Well, they're not involved in fighting crime or using their superpowers or showing off their magical talents or driving fancy cars or shooting special guns or flying around in space. They're helping the homeless, caring for the sick, comforting the sad. Things that us ordinary humans can do too. You see, in the Anglican tradition, and not only ours, but here we are, we're Anglicans, in our tradition, there is no special line dividing the saints from us ordinary people. No special powers or super holiness magic that they have that we don't, that allows them to be saints, that keeps us away. Just like us, they had times that they were sad, when they had struggles, when they faced peer pressure, when there were bullies. Their faith was just as complicated for them as our faith is for us. Their feet walked the same path that ours do. And so if we too open our lives to God's transforming work in our hearts, then we too can walk this path like they did, looking for all the reasons to say yes to God's call in our lives and working hard to overcome all the no's that hold us back, because Lord knows there were reasons why not for them too. That's all they did. They just kept saying yes. They just kept walking the path, the same path that our feet are on already, only they just kept walking further. Further, perhaps, than most of us will ever walk in our lives. But instead of finding some nice patch of ground to settle down and get comfortable in their faith, they simply persevered in being transformed by love. Further up and further in, as Aslan says in the Chronicles of Narnia. Today, the lectionary gives us this wonderful story of Joseph walking his path further up and further into God's love. Now, if anyone in the whole world comes from a complicated family, Joseph does, sold into slavery by his brothers, I ask you. And let's remember, that was a trade up from them just flat out killing him. So if anyone in the whole world has a reason to be bitter, angry, hurt, to feel like a victim of his family dynamics and where he came from, Joseph does. Yet Joseph had been walking his path of healing over these many years. When we meet him today, this is many years after his brother sold him into slavery. Many years of trials, including being wrongfully accused of sexual harassment and being thrown in prison. I mean, it was a very rough road for Joseph. But Joseph, this whole time, has been walking this path of healing over many years, opening his heart to what God was doing, moment by moment, phase by phase, all the way. And along the way, when bad things happened, Joseph searched hard for the light. And when good things happened, he allowed them to mean something. And step by step of his journey, he said yes to God as God offered to redeem his life from bitterness and victimization. Step by step, Joseph walked this path from that day he was sold into slavery until this day when he meets his brothers again and they see him only as a stranger. The truth is, this Joseph was a stranger to them because of the transformation God had worked every day in Joseph's life, every day that Joseph said yes. And now imagine how intense this test was for Joseph's recovery. All these years spent overcoming the bitterness of his family situation. And now his brothers, powerless at his feet, starving and in desperate need of grain during the famine. And allow your mind to wonder what the range of possibilities were for Joseph. And he played around with some of them. If you read the whole story, he was tempted. He was tempted. And now here they are, and they are desperate at his feet, and he is a powerful, rich, wealthy, incredibly important person in Egypt, and he controls, personally, he controls all of the grain for the whole region. But on this day, faced with all the power in the world, all the opportunity to make his brother suffer, Joseph said yes on this day too, to the work that God was doing in his heart. Joseph said yes, and he forgave his brothers. And then he took his next step on his journey of sanctification. Sanctification, holy making. That is the word for our journey of faith, sanctification. Except that when we think of that word, we seem to have a persistent little problem. We seem to think of sanctification as something that kind of happens and then it's done. Like, boom, like a puff of smoke and a flash of light, sanctified, made holy. But that's not it at all. That's not what sanctification means. Sanctification, it's more like education. One day, one lesson at a time, building up slowly over many, many years. Sanctification, or maybe it's like for the gardeners in the group, maybe it's like cultivation. This doesn't happen on one day, boom, cultivated. Cultivation, tending every day to the new green shoots that are coming and watching for weeds and bugs. Sanctification is a daily experience of small things that amount to big changes over time. That is the path that all the saints walked. That's how they became saints. There is no other way. They just kept walking. They just kept learning. They just kept cultivating. Their daily yes to God's love. No superpowers, no magic. The same path that our feet are on already. Sanctification, our daily invitation from a God who loves us to find our next step on a path of love that leads as far as we are prepared to walk, farther up and farther in to love, to compassion, to grace and graciousness, to forgiveness and peace and joy to a life that is beautiful and ever more beautiful the further that we go. And not without challenges, not without struggles, not without suffering, but worth it. Oh, so worth it for the beauty of that life that God offers us, one simple step at a time. Whatever it is, your next step of sanctification that God is calling you towards, may you perceive it well, and may God give you the courage, friends, to say yes. Amen.